FRCS Better Luck, this is the Familius Regular Space Service Frigate Skyfarer. You are suspected of carrying contraband. Heave to for inspection.
An old term, and not what they would do if they were going to comply. And frigate? Named the Skyfarer? Harris stared across the bridge at Oblo, who shook his head.
No, sir, ma'am. That's no frigate. But look at the old scan.
On the original scan board, which they'd left in because it was the standard required, the RSS ship's profile did indeed resemble a frigate, half the mass of a cruiser. That made no sense. Why would a captain misrepresent his ship that way? Did he expect her to willingly engage a frigate? Surely, in attempting to stop a civilian vessel, it was better to claim all the ship size you had. She'd always done so.
Our weapons profile should look to him about even, if he were a frigate. If we engaged, then he'd be legally in his rights
to blow us away. I do remember that much. But if that's his game, he can't know the prince is aboard. Or can he?
If the king, or anyone else, wanted to get rid of the inconveniently stupid prince, this would be a way. A tragedy, of course, but one to be blamed on the unstable Captain Serrano. And perhaps on her employer, or the employer's family.
You're gonna tell him?
Of course not. We're not supposed to have tight beam capability. It would be telling him and everyone else in this system.
On the tight beam, Lavati's familiar face had an earnest expression that sat oddly with the rumpled red curls she remembered. Behind his head was the curved wall of the communications booth, which meant he hoped his crew wasn't spiking into this conversation. His stubby hands raked his hair again, so that one lock stuck straight up.
Captain Serrano, it is imperative that we keep this as short as possible. You have, the wrong person aboard your ship.
4 minutes.
I know you can make jump inside the usual radius. You did it before. But don't do it now, please.
Fleet captains rarely said please to civilian captains they had already ordered to heave to.
I don't want to have to fire on you, but under the circumstances, it would be necessary. I say again, you have the wrong person aboard. You must not complete your mission.
Great.
He knew about the mission and the prince, which meant he'd been sent here to intercept her. So much for the honor of kings, Harris thought, and wondered if he knew the actual radius at which she would risk jump. They had the data from her earlier jump, but would that give them the same figures Sirkin was using? And she had no tight beam for response. Anything she sent would be available to other listeners in time.
All persons aboard this ship have His Majesty's permission to be here.
Captain Serrano, Harris, you know me.
Livati was sweating. And since he could be a cold-hearted bastard when he wanted to, he had not been sweating when they'd stood before old Admiral Connaught to answer his questions about the alleged massacre of civilians on Chisholm Station. Something about this bothered him.
You have the wrong, individual. It's not Mr. Smith, but a,
I have two individuals. Both carry legal identification, which matches their descriptions. Neither is a fugitive.
Captive, yes, but not fugitives. And, of course, they both fit the description of the same person, but that was another problem, not his.
You have two clones. I have the real prince, and we need to get him aboard your ship. Without anyone noticing, although the way you've been behaving, anyone would.
Captain Lavati.
Had she ever called him Arash? Had she ever really run her fingers through those rumpled red curls and felt a thrill? If so, it was the thrill of being noticed by someone slightly senior. The thrill of ambition realized, not the thrill of passion. She could remember that bit well enough.
We received departure clearance from Navern Station. Our course since then has been in accordance with the filed plan. We took on only a single bin of cargo, the Outworld parcel shipment, for which we hold a legitimate subcontract. All personnel aboard have been identified by legal methods, and none is a fugitive from justice.
More than that, she could not say. Would not say.
3 minutes!
We cannot let you continue with clones in place of the prince. It would embarrass the crown.
It would more than embarrass the crown. The illegality of using unmarked clones as royal doubles would throw a political bombshell. Harris could not begin to imagine what would be destroyed.
They're in easy range now. Not just the OR weaponry, but the overboosted missiles, too. Either boost us out of here or we're dinner on the table.
Harris, you have to trust me. I know it's hard. I know about the problem you had, but you have to ignore that. You know I wasn't part of that.
But do I?
We have to talk, face to face. Or I'm sorry, but...
Meet you at the tank.
Harris wondered whether he would remember and understand that reference. It was worth a try. To her relief, his face relaxed.
Deep or shallow?
The orange bucket.
2 minutes, 30 seconds.
Livati's face constricted in a mass of wrinkles as he seemed to pry the memory out of some corner of his brain.
Your honor, Harris?
Absolutely.
With the word, she called in the last acceleration in reserve, and the Better Luck, a.k.a. Sweet Delight, skipped forward, momentarily outranging the cruiser. Livati's tight beam lost its lock, and before he could reestablish contact, they had reached the jump threshold. Harris held her hand up, waiting precious seconds until the beam found them, only then chopping a signal to Sirkin. The ship flipped into FTL space.
Whew, you cut that close.
Should I give them more accurate data? He'll assume I jumped as soon as I could. Why else accelerate like that? And that's our safe margin now, what I just made for us.
But how did you know he'd try to talk again and not shoot?
It was worth a try. If we have the prince, I doubt he'd fire on us without fire from us. If we don't, if the prince is somewhere else, that's another set of problems. Suppose Livati has the prince aboard. He must look out for his welfare. He will not invite attack. He was in our range by the time we broke the link. If he doesn't have the prince, there's still the clones. I would imagine he'd like to bring them back where they came from.
What's that business about meeting at a tank?
Well, it's true in a way. I did promise to meet him, and I do feel bound by that promise, but it should work out all right.
Care to explain?
Don't look down your nose at me. You know perfectly well it's officer's slang. You're about to find out what it means.
Harris put the reference quads up on the secondary screen.
In every sector, there's a mapped set of coordinates called the tank. If one wants to meet somewhere discreet for any reason, that's where one goes.
And every fleet officer knows it, so it's about as secret as how many royals it takes to screw in a light bulb?
Not quite that bad. Not just one set of coordinates, actually, but one for each combination of officers. It starts in training. Each class has its own definition. If you become friends with someone, you may choose to share your definition of tank. For one sector, or several, or all. In fact, it's always shifting, because we use it even within a single ship or on a station. Lazy people might give the same set to everyone, but neither Livati nor I were lazy. Not that way. Orange bucket to him means a particular set of coordinates.
Harris highlighted them.
In this sector. And not a difficult jump away, nor out of the way to where we want to go.
Weapons?
Oh, live, of course. Just in case he's got someone with him or we hit bad luck again. Sirkin, what's our onboard time going to look like to reach those coordinates?
30 hours, give or take. What insert velocity?
I'd like to come in slow, minimal turbulence. We'll be on a similar vector unless he double jumps, which will give us even more time. Work out the details.
Harris pushed herself to her feet.
And now, if you'll join me, Petrus, we'll have a word with our passengers.
The Serrano Legacy, Sporting Chance, is continued on the next CD.